Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today we are going to be talking about the politics of higher education with Great Basin College President Mark Curtis. Plus, our Power Pundit panel on presidential politics. Next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Workers' Comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Mark Curtis, who is the president of Great Basin College in my hometown of Elko. Mark, thanks for coming on again.
Thank you.
All right. Adam Carolla describes community college as high school with ashtrays. Now, you disagree with that assertion. Tell us, what is the role of community colleges, especially in a state where we have an economy that is trying to develop and diversify?
Well, a community college has many roles. One of our big roles is workforce development, where we are taking in students who are interested in technical programs, nursing, radiology, electrical, millwright, welding, all of these, and they get through in a year or two and they go directly to work. So that's a big piece of what we do, but it's probably only about 25% of what we do. Another big chunk of what we do is transfer programming, where students will come to the college for a year or two and then transfer on to a university to a program that that they're interested in. Of course, we do some remedial work, which is another aspect of what we do, bringing people up to
sure.
a college level. And
I think those are the people Adam Carolla is describing.
Probably. And the last group that we're dealing with, which is a very big group and growing group, is offering classes to high school students to to good high school students are often taking.
And that was, I was one of them. I actually, my senior year, it was great because I get to get rid of my English 101, 102, History 101, right. 102. So I could, when I came to the University of Nevada.
That's kind of the norm, but we've even had last year five or six students in our service area get their associate degree a week or two before they got their high school diploma. So we serve multiple.
Okay, is Elko the only place that does that? Because you don't hear of that in a lot of other communities. I mean, I remember that being a rarity when I came to college, mm-hmm. that, oh, you went to Elko, you don't have to take English 101, 102.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think dual enrollment, as it's called, is growing, certainly statewide. So we're not the only one that is doing it, but we're the only ones that can reach out effectively with distance education all over the rural part of the state.
Well, let's talk about that, because we see this huge expense on capital, on construction, on buildings. I mean, mm-hmm. you go to the university, and I mean, the buildings have, I don't recognize it anymore because we have so many new buildings. Hell, even Great Basin College, when I went there, you know, much smaller, mm-hmm. much smaller back then than it is today. And you go into a classroom and you see kids on their laptops, on their iPads, mm-hmm. while the professor's up there at the lectern, which is a little different. So do we need to be putting all that expense into building buildings as opposed to technology?
Well, some buildings are necessary. Certain laboratory courses, biology, chemistry, come to mind. Welding, as you
sure.
mentioned earlier.
Mechanics, yeah.
These are courses that need hands-on laboratory experiences. So there has to be buildings and specialized labs for those. Others that are more book-oriented, as you might remember.
What's a book? I mean, that's another. Do we need libraries like we do? I mean, I've got the entire. You know, I can.
You do, but the internet's not edited. So when you go into a library, you can imagine that the books that are on the shelf there are factual. You might you're going to get a lot of good facts off the internet.
But I can even pull these books right off of here, right?
You can, and some people are good at reading books on the iPad or the computer. Others like the portability and ease of laying out a book and reading it that way.
So let's go back to workforce development a little bit.
Sure.
I remember when I was growing up, one of the programs that we had back then at Northern Nevada Community College, before it became Great Basin, was mechanics. The mines were having a tremendous issue finding enough mechanics, mm-hmm. diesel mechanics, guys to work on the haul packs. And that was a program that the community college, with an investment from the mines, decided to implement. Do you see other industries that are coming here? I mean, we hear about Tesla. We know that Reno is a big warehousing and logistics hub where we can have those partnerships with the community colleges and those industries that need particular workers.
Well, there's already partnerships being developed with Western Nevada College and Truckee Meadows Community College with several of the manufacturing industries, Tesla and others that are moving into this part of the state. Of course.
So what are they looking for? What are they looking for in a student? I mean, what are they going to learn at a community college that's going to make them a better employee?
Well, they're going to learn a variety of basic skills, workforce readiness skills, how to use a computer, how to deal in groups and on teams, and a variety of those kinds of things, and then some specialized skills, which would relate to working in the production environment. And they would be specialized. Of course, you mentioned the mines in our part of the state. They're interested in diesel mechanics and welders and millwrights and electricians, people who know instrumentation. Those are the kind of things that we're preparing people for that go into the mining industry. There'll be a different skill set, which is being worked on right now and developing of those curricula at Truckee and Western.
All right, we are speaking with Mark Curtis, president of Great Basin College. We will be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're Grady for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Mark Curtis, the president of Great Basin College. Mark, a big controversy that has been kind of brewing for a little while now is how the community colleges are governed. Mm-hmm. It's been two sessions ago where the community colleges felt like they really got shafted, that they had a huge reduction in funding. We've heard from a lot of the former community college presidents that we need to have another governing body besides the Board of Regents. And in fact, that created a controversy because of a report that was done and how that report was handled. So we needed to spend, I don't know, upwards of $75,000 to do another report to see if the chancellor handled it right. So where do you fall in terms of how community colleges are governed by the Board of Regents? Are they doing a good job, or do we need to have a separate system for them?
I think they're doing a good job, and I absolutely disagree with the idea of a separate set of regents or a separate system for community colleges. We're well integrated right now with the state college and the universities. And just think about it. You mentioned budget reductions. The state, of course, has been hurting a bit.
They got plenty of money this last session.
Well, increased taxes, yes, but what's another system going to be? It's going to be another bureaucracy. It's going to be another expense. So why would we create
So what are these guys seeing? What are these former administrators seeing where they say we need to jettison the system that we've had for years and come up with something new?
Well, I think they believe that they're not being paid enough attention to, and maybe they're not getting enough money. But creating another system is not going to fix that.
So do you think there's a problem? You think it works well? Or are there some reforms that you think could be implemented at the current level that would make it better or have some more parity for the community colleges?
As a president, I'd like as much authority as I could have. So the only change I would say is give me more authority and make me ask for permission less. But there's a system. The system works. It has rules. I work within the rules.
So what are those things you have to ask permission for?
To offer a new degree, for instance.
So you're a four-year institution.
We are.
Green Basin. I remember. I think the first four-year degree you guys had was in education, right?
Yes, teacher education.
To create more teachers. So what are the four-year degrees that you have now? And let's say that you do have that power to say, I want a new degree. What would it be to better serve the people in northeastern Nevada?
Well, the new degrees that are going to be approved on Thursday and Friday of this week at a Board of Regents meeting is a Bachelor of Science in Biology and a Bachelor of Arts in English. Those are two new degrees, and they're needed by rural Nevada. There's a demand from the students, and it was a long process to get that approved. We have nine other...
How long does it take?
Well... from the first thought we had about it, maybe 18 months.
Okay.
So
that's quick for government. I mean, I was expecting like 9 years,
no.
Right? I mean, you tell me 18 months for government, I go, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have done it a little quicker, but you're right. It wasn't insurmountable.
So are there any degrees that you would have liked offered that we didn't get that?
Well, we haven't asked for them yet.
We're too hard.
Our plan is to offer two additional bachelor's degrees each year for the next 4 years. And we have a list of those degrees that we're going to be working on and rolling out.
So what's your vision then for Great Basin? I mean, what do you want Great Basin College to look like in terms of what degrees it's offering? Is it going to be business? Is it going to be liberal arts? Is it going to be able to...
It's going to be a mix, and it'll be what's demanded by the citizens of rural Nevada. We have so many students that are place-bound. They can't quit their jobs. They can't move. They can't commute 200 miles. So we bring degrees to them through distance education and other means. And
you do that with a partnership through the university?
Not so much, no. If the students end up transferring to the university,
let me ask, why not? I mean, if we do have that system that's supposed to be cohesive, right, we're governed under one. I mean, to be able to have a distance learning where I could be at Great Basin College and take a class from the University of Nevada in Reno.
Well, if you applied to the University of Nevada in Reno and were accepted, and then they offered a distance education class, you certainly could take it.
But I mean, is there not some commonity in doing that, or some maybe sharing of resources that could help blunt some of those reductions? Or am I thinking too outside the box?
Not so far outside the box. It's that University of Nevada, Reno, and UNLV, for that matter, are growing. They have a lot of people right in front of them. They're working to be able to accommodate those students who want a residential experience and be right on campus. The distance education working out in the rural part of the state has been largely left to Great Basin College, and we're doing a good job at it.
All right. Hey, Mark, thank you very much. Appreciate having you on the show. Thanks for coming back. Look forward to talking to you soon. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them. Humana Medicare Advantage, the plan people stick with.
At the Lazy Boy Labor Day Sale, finding great prices on great-looking furniture is no work at all. Hurry in for amazing savings on a wide selection of styles throughout the store. Save on recliners and chairs, sofas and love seats, sectionals and more. Plus special financing available. The Lazy Boy Labor Day Sale. Hardworking savings. Easy to live with comfort. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to salvage a decent life from damages caused by someone else's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
You have to see it to believe it. It's Floor & Decor. No one has a larger in-stock selection of quality tile, wood, and stone flooring. Plus, you get the lowest prices. Top quality floors, rock bottom prices. To find a store near you, visit flooranddecor.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with our Power Pundit panel. We have Greg Crawford, Eric Hurtick, and Dory Guy. All right, I'm going to ask you guys, take a look into the future in about 12 months, 14 months. Is this next presidential election going to be decided on domestic policy, on the economy, on immigration, or are we going to be looking at foreign policy, Iran, and the migrant crisis in the Mideast, into Europe?
I think it's going to be on foreign policy. I think what's happening in Europe right now is really kind of scary with all the people coming into Europe. Europe has already taken in a good portion of a lot of those people. My biggest concern is, who else is coming in with all those people? I realize there's families that really need our help or the world's help. You know, you see these small children. However, you see a lot of single men coming in, and that's my biggest scare, is what's going to happen when they get in. You never know.
Eric?
I'll take the safe answer. It's the economy, stupid. to quote Bill Clinton, it always is the economy. And even the foreign items will have an effect more on the economy. That's the only reason the United States will, the rank and file voter will get all that concern. You'll get people upset, fearful, but for the most part, if the economy is doing well or the economy is doing poorly, and kind of what are the plans going forward from each party, that's what it'll come down to.
Greg, what are your thoughts?
I'll take the international side, and I'll simply do that because the last two elections have been focused on more domestic issues. The economic crisis, which I agree is important to everyone, but we're on a path to recovery now. With the healthcare, it's a modest path, and I'm speaking relatively to the rest of the world. But I do think issues in the Middle East and whatnot are going to bubble up again, unfortunately, and I think we'll take the mindset of the electorate in the next presidential cycle.
Especially looking at the candidates, because that's going to be a big question for these candidates. When you have Rick Perry, who couldn't even name
I think Rick Perry's pretty much, you know,
he's gone. But then you also have our Donald Trump, who can't even tell you who's ahead of what in Asia.
Yeah, but let's talk about that. I mean, here's something where I think Donald Trump is very savvy. He knows that most people don't care about that, and as a business guy, I mean, he doesn't know what brand floor wax they use on the Trump Tower, but he has somebody that does, right? And I mean, I think that is kind of that business mentality. Does that help him? Does that hurt him? Do voters care whether you know the names of these leaders or not?
They do care, because even though they don't know and they have no idea or they've never wanted to know, something is there that he doesn't know, and he's supposed to know everything.
Well, I agree somewhat with that last part, that voters have very high expectation of the president. They're supposed to know everything. And the world leaders question is a classic gotcha question mm-hmm. that the media uses, and that's overplayed. The public, again, unless it rises to a level that it's going to affect them, it's just kind of, it's noise, it's loud, maybe. I mean, the Middle East crisis has been around. Every president since basically Truman has tried to bring peace to the Middle East. How's that working out for us? And so I see people are going to be looking more at their jobs, their health care, the rate of the recovery. And that's why, in a sense, you have Marco Rubio rising in the polls, basically saying, the American dream is dead, and he's going to bring it back. We don't know how, but he's going to bring it back. and so I think that's where it's ultimately going to come down to.
Greg?
Well, I think the Trump issue is entertainment at this point. We're more than a year away from the actual election.
Absolutely.
So, you know, his funny quips and comments and such get a lot of attention. I think as people get closer to the election, they'll focus a little bit more on the substance of the politicians, and at that point, we'll see how he does.
But do we focus on substance? I mean, we elected Barack Obama, who had very little experience. You know, he served, what, 4 years in the Senate and was gone half the time. He was a community organizer and a professor, nothing against professors, before that. But, I mean, he didn't really have that depth of experience either, and we elected him based on, hey, it's judgment, it's not experience.
But, Paul, if that's the case, then tell me why Donald Trump, who has no experience in government, Ted Cruz, who's been in the Senate for 2 years, Ben Carson, who, brilliant neurosurgeon, but I don't think you do that very often in the White House. And so, yeah, they're the leaders, particularly by one wing of the Republican Party, and it's like, oh, they're going to fix everything. That was the hope and change that Barack Obama sold in 2008.
That's right.
The Republicans are just doing it with their own candidates now. And if when I raised that, when I criticized Ted Cruz, I got all this blowback. Oh, he was Solicitor General of Texas for X number of years. I'm going, he wasn't even the top guy in the Attorney General's office in the state of Texas. And I realized Texans are proud and that it's bigger than the United States. I mean, it's like, come on, guys, apply some of the same standards. If you start looking at experience, you know, then John Casey's just the guy.
Yeah. No, well, and I don't disagree, but I think we may be looking at those standards in reverse. All right. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Many people clean their dentures with toothpaste or plain water. And even though their dentures look clean, in reality, they're not. If a denture were to be put under a microscope, we can see all the bacteria that still exists on the denture. And that bacteria multiplies very rapidly. That's why dentists recommend cleaning with Polident every day. Polident's unique MicroClean formula works in just 3 minutes, killing 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria. For a cleaner, fresher, brighter denture every day.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
Tomorrow, Sam's going to be joining us for our nation's capital, interviewing our Senate Minority Leader and Senior Senator from Nevada, Harry Reid. That's tomorrow on Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.